Well, hey there, folks, coming to you live from TFCon LA 2024. It's the Podcasters Roundtable right now on Mike Seibert Radio.
Mike Seibert Radio, we're about to start the show. We talk about stuff and things, lots of guests, in-depth interviewing. Mike Seibert Radio, it's nobody's
Los Angeles, how are we all doing tonight? Wow.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. You know, I was anticipating being like, oh, I don't know, that wasn't so good. Let's try that again. But that was pretty darn good. But, you know, just for the folks that are hanging out on the live stream at home, just one more time, let the folks know at home that you're real and real excited. My goodness. All right, that's enough cheering for now. Very good. Okay, so a couple things. First, my name is Mike. I will come back around and introduce myself in just a moment, but I wanted to let you know a few things about this particular panel. It's going to be fast. It's going to be furious. It is open Q&A, and we have fantabulous prizes. You guys like free stuff, right? You like podcast swag and the like? Okay, so basically, as we get going, if you have a question for our very large panel, all you got to do is raise your hand. I got our buddy Caleb over there with the wireless mic. He will come to you, and in exchange, because you're just giving us content here, in exchange, we're going to give you a swag bag. And in the swag bag is a number of various cool like posters and prints, and there's a couple lucky draw bags that have other variants as well. So it's very, very exciting. But basically, like, you know, you're going to be buying a lot of stuff here at the convention. We give you some stuff from free. So that's kind of it. But yeah, it's going to be fast. It's going to be rowdy. So try to keep questions concise and fast and rapid fire in format. If you have particular questions for us or our particular shows, feel free and call that out. You can ask fandom questions, toy questions, podcasting questions, like which service do you like? I don't know how technical or granular you want to get, but the offer is there. We have a fantabulous panel that includes folks all up and down of different spectrums of the fandom. So get creative with your questions. I'll just put it that way. I'm going to stop for a sec, and I'm going to turn the panel down all the way to the end. Oh, hey, Trish, you made it. Holy smokes. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to introduce ourselves, tell you who we are, and tell you a little bit about the podcast we host, and then we're going to get into that Q&A. That will give you time to think of great questions that you would like to ask us. Let's get going. Trish, why don't you get us started?
What's up, guys? I'm Trish. I co-host a couple of panels. I co-host More Than Meets the Ear here with Josh, where we're doing a run-through of Transformers Cybertron, episode by episode, and talking nonsense about each of them. And then I also co-host the Swerves Bar podcast with Onyx all the way down at the end. And then we do a D&D roleplay homebrew Transformers campaign that's just a blast and a half. So yeah, that's what I do. Josh's turn.
So I am Josh. I'm also on More Than Meets the Ear. As Trish said, we talk about Transformers Cybertron, which she neglected to mention was there are a lot of random musical segments of that podcast. We're theater kids. It just happens.
All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Anna. I'm from Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. We cover Transformers news, Transformers reviews, and Transformers nonsense once a week. And I'm one of the cast members on that show.
Hi, I'm Chris Vangelis on the internet. I'm from WTF at TFW. In lieu of introducing that podcast, I have a quick statement about what we've added to the grab bags. They individualize the grab bags because our giveaway contribution is a series of 21 new original pieces by famed robotics artist G2 Pat Lee. Each piece has been numbered and signed by Michiyamit no Tehi Funana Nisei Sama. And to ensure no fights break out to try and collect the full set of 21, I will now destroy number one of 21. It is now impossible to complete the set, and each of yours, if you do ask a question, is now also more valuable. I'll share the full... Thank you. I'll share the full series minus number one of 21 on Instagram in a day or two, in case you're wondering what it all was.
Hi everybody, my name's Amber. I go by Amber Jones online, or Amber the Fangirl, as you may know me. My podcast is called In Conversation with ATF, and my podcast is more voice actor driven. So I've had people on from Transformers, from G1, to Robots in Disguise, to Prime, to Beast Wars, to Rescue Bots, and I've had some of the guests here on my show as well, like Neil Ross, Bo Weaver, Michael McConaughey, Michael Bell, and just everyone has been so lovely to me. And yeah, I just love talking to Transformers voice actors from different ends of the franchise. So that's what my show is all about.
I love it.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mike Seibert. You just heard from me a minute ago. I host two podcasts. One of them is the titular Mike Seibert Radio Podcast. I talk about stuff and things. It's also an interview-based kind of things that are on my mind type of podcast. But more importantly, for Transformers fans specifically, I am half of Two Mikes, Two Furious, Animated Transformers, where two guys that have almost the same name talk about Transformers Animated one episode at a time. The gimmick with our show is my co-host Michael Andrews is a serial rewatcher. He's the Spark Soul brother. He lives and breathes TFA. It's his life's blood. Whereas prior to starting this project, I had never watched Transformers Animated before. I know it's a crime against the fandom, exactly. But like he had told me, it's like, well, you like Transformers the movie, and you haven't seen TFA. What is your problem? Let's do a podcast together. So we just finished up season one. We just started season two. Our new episode that just dropped yesterday is episode four of season two, Garbage In, Garbage Out, which is the Wreck Our Weird Al Yankovic episode, and it's terrific. So I'm deciding that I like TFA quite a lot. But anyway, that's enough for me for now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Charles, a.k.a. Big C. I am one of the hosts of the Transmissions podcast. Thank you. We...
There you go. That's more like it.
Wow. Yeah, so we do two podcasts every week, one focused on toys. We got the toy guy here. He'll talk in a minute. And one focused on comics and media. So Transmissions and Transmissions Alt Mode is the comics and media podcast. We do comics reviews. We've been really enjoying the Skybound comics recently. We've done lots of the IDW comics. We've been doing podcasts over 10 years. So there's a big back catalog if you are ever really, really bored. We also have a Transformers Live Play RPG podcast called Empire of Rust that is done by our good friend Mike Ordway. Not this Mike, a different Mike. He's not here. But that's an awesome live play role-playing podcast. They do a homebrew game as well, and they've been going. They're just starting season three of that podcast. Episode will drop on Monday. So if you're into that, you can check that out. All of our podcasts are at transmissionspodcast.com. We also do video on YouTube as well, so lots of good stuff.
Hey, yeah, I'm also from Transmissions. My name's Daryl. Also, I go by Cybertronian Beast. And we've been doing this podcast for a long time. Like Charles said, I am generally the toy guy, so I spend an awful lot more money than everyone else on the show. We added something and never got really mentioned here for the grab bag, maybe a bit of a draw. So every grab bag has a copy of Transformers from Skybound number one in it. So if you're into that comic and didn't get a chance to get one, it's there's a copy in there. So, you know, a little motivation for asking a question. We've been coming to these conventions for a long time, and we really look forward to seeing everybody and talking to you.
Hey there, I am Aaron, a.k.a. Aaron, from the Autopod Decepticast. We got our, I guess to describe our podcast, our claim to fame or shame is reviewing the 1986 Transformers movie 1 minute at a time. Many have attempted. As far as I know, only we have succeeded. If somebody else out there succeeded, you can correct that mistake. And so that took about 3 years. And then we went back. We still wanted to hang out and keep doing the thing. And so we covered the 1984, the whole G1 series, season 1 through 3. We've dipped into Headmasters and the Japanese series a little bit, but right now, I don't know how long we've been doing this, 6, 7 years, we're doing Beast Wars episode by episode, so we're kind of continuing along the G1 continuity as we see it. And I guess we're talking about grab bag stuff?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, since we're here. Since you guys contributed almost everything to the grab bag.
Well, you can look up our website and see if you like any of that work, then maybe that'll make you interested in the grab bag. But we're all artists, graphic designers, illustrators, so we've got some fancy posters and art cards and prints and things like that in the grab bag. So thank you. We're happy to be here. At AutopodDecepticast.com, and if you see us, I have to shill that we also have some stuff in our backpack that we'll sell if you didn't get your opportunity to get some free stuff tonight.
Ah, there you go. Holy smokes, there's still more people, my God. I can't
saving
see
the
that
best
far
for last.
From here.
That's what we're doing.
I think our time is up.
All right, you ready? Oh, no, okay. Oh, you ready?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Onyx.
I'm Lapis.
And Clickbait is down there. You probably heard from her earlier. And Kilobyte is somewhere in the crowd. We do... Let me get my notes because I have anxiety. Swords Bar Podcast, where we review comics, shows, Q&As with voice actors such as David Kay. And we have videos on our YouTube that like have pop-up shows and gags that we have, you know, running on jokes.
Yeah, no,
we like to have things played back. We're not super serious.
Big fan of memes,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, fun facts about the comics, too, that we're reading. We also do a separate podcast called Transform and Roll Out, a homebrew D&D-inspired role play where we bring some voice actors on, such as Frank Todaro, who voices Starscream, and Lindsay Rousseau, who voices Alita One, and they come and play D&D. They're big nerds.
They're really
they're
big nerds. It's so much fun.
Choice.
It's so much fun.
A lot of fun stuff. And that's also super laid back and fun adventure. Totally not biased.
No, not biased.
Not biased. Lapis is fun adventure?
I would say it's pretty fun. As one of the victims of this podcast.
Victim? Why would you say that?
I do think it is a lot of fun. It's very entertaining as both a player and somebody who goes back and listens to everything. I like to listen to our jokes and laugh at jokes that I make. So, we can be pretty funny, I'd like to think.
Yeah, we do little sound effects, too.
We do little sound effects. Sometimes we put a little song in there.
A little song and dance, yeah.
Yeah, we have fun on our podcast.
Yeah, I think that's all. Clickbait, you want to add anything?
No, it's great. It's totally not emotionally traumatizing. DM. No, it's a blast.
I think that's it, Mike.
Well, terrific. That's so. Again, we've got a large panel for the full spectrum of Transformers fandom. So now it's your turn. You get to guide the conversation. You get to guide. Holy smokes! Times are already going
up. That's a lot of questions.
I was gonna say while we're waiting for folks to get called on. You know, what are we looking forward to in this TFCon? But I don't think we have to do that because we got like a bunch of questions.
I was gonna say, Mike, have we qualified how many prizes there are to?
No.
Oh, okay. Should we? We'll see if hands go down.
There's like three. No,
there's 20 grab 20. Bags.
20 bags.
Okay, thanks, Caleb.
20 bags.
All right, Caleb, I see hands up.
I'm all the way back here, and I encourage you guys, don't be shy. Get right up in the mic when you're answering. I've got a question right here. What's your name?
These guys want swag. Holy smokes.
Philip. Philip, where are you guys coming in from?
Oh, never
Idaho.
Your arms are going to get tired.
Okay. I've got a question back here from Philip from Idaho.
Hi, Philip.
Hi. What's the origin of lockdown from Transformers 4?
Oh, I got this one.
Yeah?
Lockdown in Transformers 4 is a war criminal who sells weapons. Now, in the future, he couldn't sell weapons anymore because the war ended, so he used the power of the Dark Spark to open a portal in time so he could sell weapons to the past. That's Lockdown's origin.
Okay.
Great.
How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
And where are you coming from, Katie?
Idaho.
Also from Idaho.
Idaho!
Okay, what's your question?
What's your favorite version of lore?
Prime.
Yeah.
I'd have to go with Beast Wars.
Surprising nobody.
Get your hands up.
Head cannon. Head cannon.
G1.
I'm a G1 guy.
Hey!
Yeah. IDW.
I love your Bluey shirt, by the way. What's your name?
My name's Mike.
Wow. Are you from Idaho?
Hi, Mike.
That'd be cool, but no, I'm from Sacramento, sack of tomatoes.
Okay, that's cool. What's your question?
My question is, I don't know if you can all do it, but what is each of yours favorite Transformer and from which universe?
Ah.
Your favorite Transformer and from which universe?
All right, Trish, you're starting
us off.
Hi, yeah.
All right, let's go.
Predaking from Transformers Prime.
Shocker.
Overlord from IDW.
Ooh, them lips.
It's the lips.
I'm going to go with Glyph, and I guess it's going to be from IDW since you get the most characterization there.
Yeah.
G1 Action Master Elite Omega Supreme. We are WTF at TFW. That's WTF.TFW2005.com.
I mean, I think you can probably guess which one is my favorite.
Yeah.
And he's here this weekend. Right,
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah.
So excited.
Well, see. Well, exactly.
What's inferior?
You know what? And now I feel like I can't say that because that's like the most basic pumpkin spice IPA answer ever. But I do love the cassette man. I've been in love with that dude since I was 5 years old. So yeah, G1 Soundwave for me all the way.
Got to go with G1 Grimlock from the comics, as written by Simon Furman specifically.
As of right now, it changes fairly regularly, but as of right now, it would be IDW Tarn.
Tarnation.
The true answer is G1 Galvatron from the cartoons, but those are all good guesses.
I think I would have to go with Beast Wars Dinobot.
Yeah.
Just close enough. So I really enjoy IDW Riptide because he's just a sweet little himbo who's missing a few bolts.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Caleb, one sec before we get to our next question, I wanted to call attention to, you see like this growing table of terrific swag, right? This is for the live benefit auction for Bill Forster, hosted by Jim Sorensen and Rick Alvarez. That'll be coming up directly after this panel. So please stick around. Don't go anywhere. It's a terrific cause. Bill's a good dude, going through some hard medical times. But there's, Jim brought some really cool stuff that I personally am going to be bidding on. Exactly, yeah. So lots of original art, a lot of out of print books.
Wait, Jim Sorensen?
Have you never been to an auction before? You don't tell people what you're interested in.
There was no idea what you're talking about. I know, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Let the question continue.
Here we go. And by the way, you don't have to hold your hand up the whole time. I'm sorry. I don't want your arms to get tired. What's your name?
My name is Jackson.
Where are you from?
Seattle.
Yeah! Cool.
Yeah. There you go. What's your question?
Oh, yeah, we're already here.
All right, my question is, what character would you want to see make their debut in a live-action movie?
Oh. Tarn.
You know, I'd like to see it. Tarn live-action, that'd be hilariously terrifying.
Yes.
Absolutely, Tarn.
Who would voice it?
But would it be a bay version of that? Because I don't want him ruined.
No, I think but that design is already kind of greebly, though. So it kind of lends to that aesthetic.
But like a more stylized, like movie-friendly Tarn, not Bayverse style, but maybe a little bit more style, a little bit more kibble, just so that he's more
like Knight.
Yeah,
like the B movies, Knight. The director Knight.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that, like a stylized G1 or IDW for Tarn. Yeah.
Can we get a bludgeon in a horror movie?
Wait, did he say? Did he say any Transformer or any character from Transformers?
Yeah.
Any character?
Any Transformers.
Has Rumble appeared in any live-action movies?
No, not really. There was some little guy called Frenzy, but they're unrelated to Rumble.
Oh right, okay, yeah. I mean, you got
still
a point.
Still boombox adjacent, though, I suppose.
Yeah. G1 Action Master Elite Omega Supreme.
Way to own the bit, Vangelis. I appreciate that.
I don't know what bits are.
I know what bits are. Overlord, again.
All right, who's next?
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Angel. I'm from Puerto Rico.
Yeah!
Right. What's your question?
What is your favorite alt form?
Favorite alt form?
Jet. Anything jet. Yes! Preferably an F-22 Raptor.
There you go. Yeah. Toaster.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
There you go. Ooh.
Yeah, any kind of beast former, to be honest.
A bear.
I'm pretty partial to
any
a
of the
large
food from
truck.
Bot-Bots.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Bot-Bot, good shout there.
It's a hard question, but you know what? I'm going to go with microscope.
All right.
You can say microphone.
I'm fond of a portable cassette recorder, not to be confused with a boombox. That guy is not a boombox. That's the other dude.
I have a very political answer.
Exactly.
I really like Cybertronian alt modes, 25%, because you're all way too mean to them, so I'm compensating, because you're all monsters.
Go ahead and stand up.
Monster!
Okay. What's your name?
Bree.
Where are you from?
I'm from Washington State, not Seattle.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is, what is your earliest Transformer memory?
That's a good question.
Excellent question. All right. Why don't we start on that end? Because it seems like you guys always get like the short end.
Yeah. Transmutate from Beast Wars.
Ooh. Okay.
You guys remember how I said Beast Wars earlier? Beast Wars. Beast Wars is the first memory.
All right. Hi. What's your name?
Okay. Hey, I'm Ed.
Where are you from?
You're rushing.
We're not
this,
done.
Caleb.
Oh, you're not done?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay,
hold on. No,
I'll sit down. It's cool.
There's 38 of us on the panel, but. Okay. So, yeah, real quick, first memory.
Blue Streak, Christmas 1984.
Nice. I guess I get two microphones now.
Wow. I'm furious. Careful, you're going to get feedback if you do that.
Oh. Aw. I recall getting Devastator, the gift set, for Christmas one year.
Oh, so good.
I just walked past Arthur Burgle.
Asking for Optimus Prime, Megatron, Soundwave, Starscream for Christmas, and getting Huffer.
Yeah, that's the problem. The trauma. I unwrapped a cassette man for my fifth birthday, and I never looked back. And I think I have a misplaced memory that I swear that I was watching More Than Meets the Eye on, because my birthday fell on a Saturday that year, and I swear I remember watching it on my birthday as I'm unwrapping Soundwave. So, like, those, as false as those memories might be, but they're always connected to me. So that's where it starts.
Not a toy, but I grew up with a lot of my DVDs had promos for Transformers Armada, and I was like, oh my gosh, what an amazing show. And, you know, I mean, David Kaye's Megatron from that is probably my favorite thing of his Megatron. Sorry, Beast Wars fans.
When I was some level of between infant and toddler, I was playing with G1 Stunticons on my mom's office floor, playing out a dramatic desert scene in my little baby brain while my mom was listening to Enya on speaker systems. And so to this day, that is what I associate with the Stunticons.
So my mom bought me a G1 Headstrom while I was still teething. So my teeth remember that G1 Headstrom. And I still have him. He's not mint.
Do your teeth remember the taste
delicious.
Of it too?
I remember seeing the like opening title sequence of an episode of Transformers Armada. And then the title was Vacation. And then I turned it off and never watched Transformers until Energon.
That's all I ever want.
So I'm going to apologize in advance, but technically
It was going, watching the first live action movie with my family at home on like cable TV. What even is that? But it was that technically it'd be the McDonald's Happy Meal guys that came in the early 2000s. But officially it's going to see, watching the Transformers first live action movie at home with my family.
How many people just grew a few gray hairs?
Okay. All right. Here we go. Now, what's your name?
Ed.
Where are you from?
Arizona.
Oh, that's okay.
All right.
What's your question?
What's a figure you saw that made you go, I have to buy this instantly, right now, and you spent a lot of money on it?
Oh, a lot of money.
How does a figure get
you?
You
got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
G1, no. The one where I spent a lot of money because I didn't have to buy that. My mom bought that for me. I did that with the HasLab Unicron when that launched. That was a lot of money spent when I saw a thing. I went like, well, I have to own that because it is in my genetic makeup that I have to own that. And yeah, it was the most, I mean, it was really expensive too. So, you know, it fits the question.
Same.
I shouldn't have spent a lot of money like that.
SS86 Rumble. Like, as soon as I saw him, I was like, oh my god, he baby, I've got to have him. And now he sits on my desk. Every time I'm doing work, he's just sitting there with his legs out. Sometimes I just bend them so, like, he's sitting over the edge of my desk. And then, like, with his little PAL drivers, I just stick him on there and he's just, yeah, you've got him! Oh my gosh, I'm going to come over there in a minute and say hello to that figure.
Make his legs dangle.
Yeah, little dangle. Nice. Love it. Have you got the PAL drivers with you?
Yeah, I got
one. Yes! Get in there!
It is illegal if you take that toy away from that.
Oh no, I wasn't planning on doing that. I was just. Anyone else?
You have to do that when there's not a lot of people in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Just like,
there you go.
I want to make the bet. Yeah.
Anybody else on that side of the table?
I'll steal one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, guys, you remember the Beast Wars thing again? Masterpiece Beast Wars Dinobot. There you go.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
All right, this is my last chance because I can only do this three times. MMC's Overlord.
Yeah, there you go. There you
Rule
go.
Rule of comedy, three, no more.
When has that stopped you before?
All right.
Never.
Good. Anybody else? All right.
Well. I bought a G1 Star Saber at one of the TF cons. I just kind of stumbled on it, and I exhaled a lot, and then my wallet opened, and a whole bunch of money fell out.
Yeah, that's a
the kid, or did you?
He just shook the kid. Like, all the money.
Oh man, I see a whole bunch of hands up in
you
the front.
You should spread the love up here.
I'm coming up there in a minute.
I don't believe you.
Hi, how you doing?
Ron from Phoenix, Arizona. I got a question. Through all the portrayals and all the different iterations of Optimus Prime, what are your guys' favorite and what one stands out to you, even if it's not your favorite?
Well, I mentioned that I just got into Transformers Animated, right? Animated Optimus rules. And that sweet, sweet axe. I mean, it's like, so being a G1 from day one kid, it's always about like the ion blaster.
Hold on,
right?
Mike, you gotta clarify what Optimus is. What
axe.
Okay, just
the big
Hurricane
axe, the big heckin' axe.
No, I know, I'm making
we just went
sure.
Blue.
Do you like this animation?
Yes. Clap that axe.
There we go. There it is.
All right,
there
axe, no. Somebody else can say something now.
All right.
Wait, only one person gets to go?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm sorry.
I was gonna go with the Optimus from the aligned continuity novels, so Exodus and Exiles, where they did
you
all
love
these,
them
like,
books.
You know what? Not enough people read them. Okay, read books, people. Read books. Woo!
Trish.
I'm done now.
Trish,
what?
Some of us have dyslexia. When does the audiobook come out?
Listen to books, people.
We're all inclusive.
I'm going to draw attention to Transformers Cybertron Optimus because the level of sass that Gary Chalk pumps into that role is delightful.
Love it. For me, it would probably be Rescue Bots, like the first Rescue Bots series, Optimus. Like, I saw this thing online where it was like Transformers Prime Optimus. He's so happy and so bubbling, bubbly. He's just so sweet. Then you've got Rescue Bots Optimus, who is just like a grandpa with PTSD.
I'm going to say that having just started watching Beast Wars, and I'm not totally like into it just yet, I'm sure I'll get there because I know it's great. Optimus Primal from the beginning is a compelling character, and it's cool to be able to see. Oh, man, I'm just going to keep saying stuff like that. I love IDW, but their version of Optimus Prime is unfortunately so boring, and it's just kind of one. It's all Space Jesus to some degree, but...
I have a real quickie for the cultured out there. Back half of the series, Cyberverse Optimus Prime. Stop being mean to Jake Foshi, I'll fight you. I will adopt him. I don't know if that's weird to say.
Not as bad as people think.
Is that weird to say? Yeah, just forget about the Netflix show. Go check out the back. Forget about the first two seasons. The back half of Cyberverse, yeah. If you know, you know. So it's for the cultured.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyways. Yep.
I got one. Yeah. Oh. It's going to bring it down a bit. But it's a little basic, but it is G1 Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Woo! The OG!
But it's more to do with the fact that when I was a kid, I'm sorry for this, but my father passed away really young for me. So Optimus became like a surrogate father figure for me. So aww. I'm sorry, everybody, but that's just, you know, a bit of a personal thing.
Raise your hand.
Oh, that's delightful. That's very sweet.
Okay. Name, where are you from?
Jason from Huntsville, Alabama.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
All right, so Transformers 1 is coming out. Lover of Earth-based vehicle alt modes, how badly is my heart going to be broken on the toys, and have you heard anything yet?
The color yellow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've got actually... The entire line is just going to be a bunch of vehicles, but the trick is when you combine them together, they spell out the word Earth Mode's gone forever. That from my own leak crew. None of you know them, and neither you never will, because they are what I made the paper out of for our G2 Patley art prints. Oh, so we keep our leaks down low on WTF and TFW.
Don't tell Vangelis anything. You two
will. No, please, I need more paper. Or...
Oh, my God.
Your heart will be so broken that 42 Taylor Swift songs will simply exist.
All new ones.
All new ones.
The truth is, nobody knows anything about any of that. And but I want to, you know, express, you know, hope for it, and that we need to kind of give this movie kind of like as much hope as possible. Chris Hemsworth as Optimus Prime, you know, yes, we all love Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime, myself included, as I just stated, right? But Mr. Cullen is not going to be around forever, so we have to start allowing people to portray this role more, right?
We're supposed to be having fun on this podcast panel, Daryl.
I got into a weird headspace for a second.
You got a shirt on that says Justice for Fushi? What are you talking about? What's going on here?
But yeah, there won't be any Earth modes. Sorry. There won't be.
Yeah, sorry.
Hopefully they'll keep at least some of the decent lore that we got in the Aligned continuity on like strictly Cybertron-based history, but I'm hopefully skeptical.
You'll probably find the toys at Ross real fast.
Wow. So little faith.
That's the darkest thing said.
Did I say that was nice? I'm sorry.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm Blake. I'm from Anaheim.
Hi, Blake.
I'm Blake. Have you been to Disneyland today?
Not today, no.
Have you been before?
What?
Have you been before? Ever?
Yes, I have been there. Good. Yeah, it's great. You know what? Someone back there asked what your guys' favorite Optimus was. I will ask what your favorite Megatron is.
Oh, man. IDW Megatron. IDW Megatron. IDW, and IDW Megatron.
Man, I put all my chips in on TFA too soon. There you go. But yeah, man, again, as much as TFA Optimus has got me, when Megatron says transform and rise up, my heart stopped. I was like, oh, that's a thing? And it was a thing 15 years ago, and nobody told me? I mean, it's like, I could not contain my excitement about it, because it means, like, three different things at the same time. It's so multi-layered and so multi-leveled. Also, I would also say that TFA Megatron is a bit of a theater kid. He has a flair for the dramatic, and I am here for it every time.
What Megatron doesn't, first of all,
that's true.
They're all dramatic.
Yeah, but
maybe not so much as Starscream. It's a quiet drama that you don't really notice, but it's still there. It's just not as flamboyant.
I love, like, all the play acting in season one. He's like, oh no, if only I had a new body, I'd be able to help you. I don't know what's happening.
He's such a liar.
It's a delightful performance.
That's an act. Spoilers.
This might be controversial, but yes. The voice of Megatron in the Netflix series, Jason does a wonderful job. I absolutely love it.
Shout out! Mine would have to be, I'm going to go off of what I said for the Optimus. It's, again, Prime Megatron, but specifically because of how they establish his character in the books, in Exodus and Exiles.
Yeah.
It's great.
Love them books.
Listen, they don't justify his behavior, but they give you a rationale for why he went down that path and why it got so real so fast, and I love it.
I've also got one from them books. I'm really into, because it's done, so it's a closed story, IDW 2019 Megatron, because he's just some politician who hired a bunch of war criminals that he thought he was smarter than, and then it all completely fell out of control, like all of his better friends were telling him, and I like how that story played out. It was nice to just see a Megatron story play out where he thinks he's really smart, and it all falls apart, and his only option is, well, I guess I just gotta align with the war criminals I hired that I meant to shoot into space afterwards, but we're here now. Go murder my boss. Spoilers.
And he's dramatic enough that he commits 100% to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, he commits.
There's a great scene where he's, like, in his office. He hasn't quite given in yet, and he's like, I'm gonna sort this out. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Then he gets, like, a call from Optimus or something. He has to talk to Optimus on the phone with Soundwave standing there, finishes his call. Optimus is like, we gotta do something about this noise going on outside. He's like, yep. Panel beat. Flips his desk over. Panel beat. Leaves his office because he's trying to maintain this dual identity now. It's so fun.
You know, I'll jump in on those books there. I was gonna joke and say Beast Wars Megatron. I will say More Than Meets the Eye Megatron from the comics is just honestly one of the most phenomenal characterizations. But we have to give a special mention to Earthspark Megatron too, because it's that similar vibe. I like to be able to see a good guy Megatron. I like that redemption arc, which is why both More Than Meets the Eye and Earthspark have really honestly given me such a great impression on that character. So
I'm just going to jump in on the Megatron here, too, since we're talking about Megatron. That's a question. I'm going to agree that the characterization in More Than Meets the Eye Megatron for Megatron there is probably the best characterization. But as far as toys go, because I am the toy guy on the show, it is for me, it's got to be Cybertron Megatron, but the one that they call Galvatron. So the gray-silver one that looks like the Batmobile, that's the best Megatron toy.
I'm going to jump in on the Megatron one. Frank Welker, next question. Any G1 Prime, just a little bit.
Nice. So as we move on, I'm looking at the time. Time is ticking away. We've got plenty of time for plenty of questions. However, if we don't get to your question, all of us are aggressively available. I'm sure a lot of us are going to be hanging out for the live benefit auction for Bill Forster coming up right after our panel wraps up. But, I mean, we'll be around if you want to see, like, oh, hey, that's that Mouthy Mike guy. Feel free and ask us questions. Mostly we'll be in the bar, but we'll also be in, like, lobbies and around. But yeah, I mean, please don't be shy as you roll up to us as the time continues. Who's next?
All right.
Worst case scenario, we're also all on Twitter.
Yeah. We love to talk.
Yeah.
We can't tell.
I know, right?
Guys, we gotta talk more.
Especially I'm too shy. One in the middle.
Oh no.
Amber can't hear us.
Talk louder.
All right, Travis, what you got?
Travis from Snoqualmie, Washington.
Hi,
I wanted to ask.
I'm a mentalist.
You nailed it, Mike.
What's something, any medium, toy, show, movie, comic, whatever, that you were really looking forward to that ended up just utterly pissing you off, that did not go well?
The Michael Bay movies?
Machinima?
Netflix. Yeah.
That
anybody
Machinima
else?
Machinima series was terrible.
Rooster Teeth's famous Machinima series.
I was going to say the same thing.
A little flat for me, specifically, and this is very petty, because the sound design was so poorly done.
You don't like the tink tink?
No, that part was fun. But a lot of the sound design on the Machinima series was intensely amateurish for something that cost money. And for whatever reason, that specifically made me actually salty on Vine at the time, if you want to date how long ago that series was.
You can go 90.
You know, as a devout fan of many of the voice actors that participated in the Netflix show, the Netflix show had so much potential, and there's a lot of reasons why it should have gone a lot better than it did. So the Netflix show.
Yeah. I'm gonna say the G2 Marvel comic, when it first came out, was a big disappointment to me. But years later, when I've reread it, it's kind of a wacky masterpiece, honestly. Yeah. Like, with just the edgy Rob Liefeld style, bullets everywhere, and the curse words. I think there was curse words in there. But it was such a blatant attempt to, like, grab Gen X Mountain Dew skateboarding kids. It actually had some interesting plot elements that, you know, carried on later.
I was really excited for Dreamwave back in the day, and I enjoyed that a lot. And, you know, not for no fault of the artists or creators of the, you know, mismanagement of the company, kind of tanking the company before any of the stories were finished. That really, I was really disappointed in never getting to see the finish of those stories. But for a time, it was a really fun ride.
Yeah. I do not have an answer for this question. That's I really do not know.
So I was going to say I was waiting for a very long time for RC to get some background and characterization, and then Spotlight RC happened. And I read that, and, you know, not quite a fan, really.
Trombone.
And everything that followed from it. It's cool that now she kind of has that, like, tougher feel in every portrayal afterwards, but ooh, that was a rough direction to go. And there's hours of me ranting about it on the internet.
And rightfully so.
Name, place, question?
Security number.
I'm Gabriella. I'm from San Bernardino here in California.
Hi, Gabriella.
And my question is, you guys get to pick any human character from any continuity to launch into the sun. Who are you picking? And if you want to play hard mode, don't say Cade Yeager.
Ah, dang it. Hate that guy.
I have to think about who I hate the most. I had a favorite one, but who I hate the most was...
Wheelie.
He's not a human
character.
Human? Miko.
She's not that bad. She's not that bad.
Come on.
You know, I would... I would say Bud Hansen from Cybertron, but he kind of already got shot into space, so, yeah.
I was on that episode.
You know what? Bud from Cybertron. Yeah.
Can I say the pretty much the entirety of the human cast from Robots in Disguise 2015?
Yeah.
That's fair.
All right, there were humans in that show.
I would say famous Transformers human character Lazarus.
Dreamwave. if you didn't.
He's the famous antagonist from Transformers by Dreamwave. His name's Lazarus.
Right.
He brings things back.
No Pit, though.
No Pit. He is Lazarus.
Yes.
Ain't no Lazarus Pit. He's Lazarus. You'll never guess what happens to him. Anyway.
Kicker.
Sorry, some luck for me.
I had... Great question. I had to look their names up because I forgot. If you recall the season, I think 2, episode Bot, notoriously, there's 2 human boy characters. I'm going to cheat and throw 2 into the sun named Martin and Roland, and they're just bullies that force their friend Ellie to do their work for them, and they end up duct taping her on the mouth at the end of the episode. They're just jerks, and they gotta go.
Okay, hi.
Hi,
I'm Catherine from Downey, California.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine.
My question is, what was your best moment in your career? Like a moment you'll remember forever and that stays with you?
Oh my God.
I gotta go first.
Podcasting career?
Yeah.
Okay. See you guys.
Okay, all right.
You know, I actually have a really good one for that. Over on our podcast, we mentioned we had Frank Todaro join us, who's Starscream from the Netflix series. And I know we all have our issues with the Netflix series, but you cannot deny he's a phenomenal Starscream. So he did have a moment where I had to create a character for this one shot, and I decided it was going to be like this little guy who was going to be a huge, huge Starscream simp. The moment that Frank Todaro had his Starscream go, oh, Smolder, can you come with me to do this or whatever? It was the best moment. Like he knew my character, so it was a big moment. And he's like, Smolder, you're my best friend, and I'm like, oh, you're telling me my character is your Starscream's best? Really? So it was a big moment. Frank Todaro, phenomenal guy.
For me, and I'm, you know, it was. Setting up to do a podcast panel like this in Chicago. Are you going to take the same one? All right. So no, it's fine. We can share it. So we were setting up to do the podcast panel in Chicago, and we had a couple people there to do it. We know similar, exactly like this, and we're getting ready to start the panel, and in walk Gary Chalk, Greg Berger, and Richard Newman, and they're like, "We're here to do the panel." We're like, "What?" And they joined us. They got up on stage and sat with us and, enjoyed the panel. And the people in the audience started turning it into like a voice actor panel, and they all kept throwing it back to the podcasters. They're like, well, that sounds like a question that you could ask a podcaster. And they're like, oh, guys, these guys are legends. So, yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah.
To bring it back to the D&D one, we brought Lindsay Rousseau on, and she plays Alita 1 in the Netflix series. Super great. Big nerd. But there's always anxiety when you bring someone else you don't know on. And she was like dead silent every time there was like a joke or like a calm part. She was like, oh no, did we do something wrong? And at one point, I think she was muting and she forgot to mute, and she was like chuckling and singing. And I was like, okay, we're good. And then she had so much fun. She came on again a couple more times.
Yeah, she's great.
You know, I could talk for a while about all the cool experiences that I've had getting to work with voice actors as a podcaster. But look at all of us up here. We're all social butterflies. And genuinely what sticks with me the most is getting to make all these friends. And I mean, look, we're all up here together and we're all here together. And really that's what this is all about. And that's my favorite thing about doing a podcast and coming to these shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the friendships that you get to make.
Oh, yeah. Give it up for friendship.
Any fans might even say it's magic out there.
Might even say
this is like my first time in the United States.
We're
this
weekend.
When you said you were gonna yeet that at ladies, I didn't think you were being serious. He's like, I'm just gonna throw them at ladies if they got good questions.
This is my first.
If I say I'm gonna yeet something, I'm gonna yeet something.
Wow.
I need the list of what qualifies a good question here, Josh. You can give these people expectations.
You know, this is my first time in the States, my first ever time attending a TFCon, and just,
wow.
I'm loving it. I'm loving every second of it. I can't believe it's real. I'm so happy. It was worth the 11-hour flight over here. It was worth the turbulence. It was worth everything. Thank
do
you.
Do we have any other first-time TFCon attendees in the
audience? Woo!
Welcome, guys! You'll never go back. You'll never go back, and your wallets will never be the same. So you're welcome.
Yes, correct.
Okay, we've got like 7 minutes, and we got 7 bags left.
Cool.
Okay, so yeah. So I've got a question.
This is Soldier from the San Gabriel Valley, and his question is: what is everyone's favorite sound wave?
So everyone's favorite sound wave.
Transformers
Rapid
Prime.
Rapid Fire.
Cyberverse.
Ooh. Okay.
G1.
G1!
Yeah.
Another IDW.
G1. Oh, I like him.
Oh. I'm gonna get with Action Master.
Did you guys
she
do
brought
it?
His wing thing.
Wait, we have one more.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Cora. I'm currently stationed in Pearl Harbor at the moment.
Oh, wow.
My question is, I would like to DM at some point, do my own campaign and podcast with the RPG. I was wondering which programs are best suited for, you know, the layout, the maps.
YouTube.
attempt?
A base from 5e is good, but then especially with Transformers, don't use whatever they came out with, those RPG books. Don't do that. Oh. Learn the basis. They're so complicated. Learn the basis, like if you've played D&D before, yeah. And then just go for it. Have fun. Get friends who care and just go for it.
I'm not the expert, but Mike uses the Starfinder role-playing system, and then he rolled his own kind of complete Transformers handbook for it. So, and that's available online, so you can actually find that and use that if you want to use that. And he uses the Roll20 online system to run the games.
So you always want to roll your own. Next question.
Okay.
I'm William. I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, William.
Hi, I'm first time here. Y'all lovely, by the way. So my question is, have you guys had any issues with the amount of like news that's been just pumping out of the community, like leaked listings, images, and stuff? Like every day there's something new. Does it ever get tiresome? Like the fact that you have to make a new little short segment for your podcast about
it's exhausting
them?
Wait, for my wife.
Yeah, my solution for this was we just stopped talking about the news. And then I very aggressively said, hey, everyone, guess what? We're not talking about the news. And I started talking about the news elsewhere.
No, because we only talk about cartoons and musicals for some reason.
We don't talk about the cartoons, though. We talk about everything else.
I talk about the voice actors.
We don't have a show if we don't cover the news, so it's good for us.
That's where you guys live.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Daniel from California. I want to know, what's your guys' favorite combiners?
Devastator. First and best.
Monstructor.
Predaking.
Superion.
Predaking.
Predaking. Yeah.
Specifically, my headcanon for Superion involving a dead slingshot and a living vengeful Alpha Bravo.
Okay.
Probably Devastator or Bruticus.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah.
I was going to jokingly say Sonic Wing Mode, but I'm kind of still reacting to what Vangelis just said.
It's a lot to process.
It is a lot to process.
Yeah, no Vangelis. There you go, Magna Boss.
Hello.
Hi.
Amber from Virginia.
Hey!
So,
another Amber.
Hi, Amber.
So if you could become a Transformer based on abilities, which one would you be?
Oh. Like our own personal?
Like if you could become Ratchet, Optimus Prime, or
can
something
I make another
like that,
Beast Wars joke?
Who would you be?
Because I would like to say Beast Wars Dinobot.
Yeah.
I would like to be Sunder, the good one from IDW.
Based on like my current abilities of like what I do for a living, I'd probably be some kind of I don't know, rung, but not, you know, doesn't have any magical powers, just like turning into something or not turning into anything, being completely useless. That would be what I would do.
I'd probably be Aussie, definitely Aussie. Yeah. It doesn't mind what iteration, just Aussie. I mean,
based on current abilities, some kind of medical bot, but one with a flight alt mode because I can also fly a plane. So
I love
so pharma.
Yeah, pharma.
Oh no, maybe a little less murder.
Less murder. Well, it depends.
Many things. Well, I'm gonna go with Skids because he can just see somebody do something and then do it. Also, Amber, catch.
Somebody is going to lose an eye tonight, and it's not going to be me. I, as much as I love Soundwave, and he's my guy, I want to be Soundwave, but I'm basically Blaster. That's, it's like you want to be Soundwave, but you're just Blaster.
Yeah,
there you go.
I would have to say probably Shockwave, because I have to do a lot of math and statistics and science and stuff.
You're also really
logical.
Mean to everyone on the D&D, so.
We've already established that.
Maybe Perceptor, although it's kind of a lame alt mode, but I do like science.
Hey, we had somebody who wanted the microscope on this this panel here. You can't diss him that much.
Two more.
Hi, I'm Salem. I'm from California.
Hello, Salem. Hey.
And my question is for the rollout D&D campaign. What would be your favorite campaign that you've done?
So I believe that would be us, yes?
Yeah.
I mean, the one I'm currently in, which is Eons, is pretty great. I get to play two different characters. I've got Smolder, and I had Frostfang as well. So that one's been a lot of fun.
I've been busy being the DM torturing these guys.
Yeah, no, it's been terrible. Probably, I mean, the one that is the most interesting as a player is the one that we're currently on, even though there's been a lot of death and a lot of, it's time travel based, so it's super cool. We're getting to play a lot of different iterations of our characters, which is really cool, but it's also the most traumatizing.
I take that back. I'm Scorchmas.
Okay, we got to wrap it up. We got one more, just real quick hand for my buddy Ryan here running our bags this evening. Woo! And I know there was a lot of hands up. I did my best to get around to you all. I really appreciate the good questions.
Hi, this is Magnus from Hong Kong.
Hello!
And my question is, if you have decided to embed with a Transformer toy tonight, what will it be?
Oh my gosh. That is quite the last question, isn't it? No. You got it.
Action Masters Omega Spree.
Action Masters, no. It would be one that could, in its alt mode, work as a 3D printer to spit out more Transformers, thus letting Transformers actually reproduce in this, our physical real world.
Okay, but that would have so many complications and consequences.
It would be fun.
Also a Primus to rival the Unicron from HasLab.
Exactly. Yeah, where it markets itself.
Yeah.
Can I get the question again?
If you could invent a Transformer.
Invent.
Toy tonight,
From what would you, cloth.
If
Good.
You, if you
Thank
could
you.
Just make one appear,
Thank
what
you.
Would it be?
Thank you. I need to think again.
I want a dragon, just like a big dragon.
Yeah! A bear.
A bear. That's not a plan.
Can I just have an actual toy of Nautica? That's what I'm going for.
Yeah. That's asking for a lot.
I'd probably want one that just emits different smells, like depending on what sort of scent you put into it. So, like, you could do like lavender, honey, you know, like flowers or anything like that. I think it'd be quite cool. Like, smell it. I don't know. It's not my thing.
I love it.
I am desperate for a Batmobile Transformer. So I want the crossover.
I mean, Cybertron Megatron already exists.
I was going to say, you got two Batwings.
Yeah.
I mean, or I'm sorry, not Batwings.
Knight Rider. Love Knight Rider.
Yeah.
I don't have an answer.
All right, very good. Well, I think that is going to wrap it up for this panel. Again, apologies if you didn't get your questions asked. Again, we're all going to be aggressively available and around, but do please stick around for the live benefit auction for
Mike.
Bill Forster. It is going to get rowdy. It's going to get fun. Have you had a great time tonight? All right. And that is the podcaster roundtable for TFCon LA 2024. And until next time, make good choices.
Or not.
Just don't get caught.
Yeah.
Get up.
We did it. We did it.
Well, there you have it, folks. We did it. And special thanks to Evan and Paul, our technical advisors on site, and to Vangelis for getting the high-quality video, which you can now watch on the Mike Seibert Radio Podcast YouTube channel. And I would also like to thank the Autopod Decepticast and Transmissions for their generous donations for the swag bags, along with More Than Meets the Ear and Swerve's Bar for the special bonus lucky draw prizes. And of course, thanks to G2 Pat Lee for the one-of-a-kind art. And extra thanks to Caleb and Ryan from Autopod Decepticast for going out into the crowd to hand out prizes and handling those audience questions. I also want to shout out our terrific panelists, Trish from More Than Meets the Ear and Swerve's Bar, Josh from More Than Meets the Ear, Anna from TFYLP, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, Vangelis from WTF at TFW, Amber Jones, a.k.a. Amber the Fangirl, Charles and Daryl from Transmissions, Aaron from Autopod Decepticast, and Lapis and Onyx from Swerve's Bar. And you can find links to all of their respective podcasts and websites in the show notes. All of them helped make this be not just the biggest podcaster roundtable in TFCon history, but possibly even the largest panel that TFCon has ever put on. Podcasting is a community, not a competition, and I think this group in particular illustrated that more than I could have even possibly imagined. And I mention all of this because I would not have been able to pull this off by myself. This is very much a team effort, and I'm so damn grateful for the friendship and support from my fellow podcasters. It means the world to me. And finally, I'd like to give a big thank you to Colin and all of TFCon for having us and letting us do our thing. Maybe we'll do it again sometime in the future. But until then, my name is Mike Seibert from Two Mics, Two Furious and Mike Seibert Radio Podcast. We'll see you around the way. Make good choices. Mike Seibert Radio is recorded in Seattle, Washington. Our original theme song is written and performed by Lucia Fasano. Get her music on all streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music, including her groovy new single, Habitable Planets. Check out her Instagram at Lucia_Fasano. Our closing theme is A Nice Place to Visit by These Young Fools, used with permission from Michael Geisler. Check out Michael's website, bytormusic.com. Special thanks to Andy Lita for our logos and graphic design. He is at GoGoAndyRobo out on Twitter. Become a Mike Cybertronian and join the MSRP Friends and Fans Facebook group. And you can follow me on social media at Mike Seibert Radio on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Want to be a guest on the show? Send me an email, MikeSeibertRadio@gmail.com.